Chapter 1. Well, sailor, here we are once more, you and me in one another's arms. The earth rotates beneath us and all is well, for now. You don't understand yet that what we share is temporary, but I do. I close my eyes and I understand. Past midnight, I am the only one awake in the house. You cause me such trouble, but look at you. Just look at you. Delicious, a passing woman once remarked, and I held you a little closer. I tell you all the time that I love you, but it's not enough. I love you, yes. I love you, okay? I love you, are you listening? Do you understand? I'll exhaust whatever time we have left together pummeling you with this assertion and never feel I have driven home my point. What is wrong with me? I push my face into your hair, place my lips on your neck, the better to absorb you, and it feels stolen. Stolen from whom, I don't yet know. She will reveal herself in good time, in bad time, or maybe it will be a he. They will not be good enough for you, and I will smile a brittle smile and keep this knowledge to myself. Whatever it takes to keep you in my life, I'm trying to prepare myself. This is me, trying to prepare myself. Do you know what I would do for you? I hope not. What would I not do is the question. The universe careens around us and I shield your sleeping body with my arms, ready to proclaim to the heavens that I would kill for you, that I would kill others for you, that I would kill myself. I would even kill my husband if it came down to it. I swear every woman in my position feels the same. We all go bustling about, pushing shopping trolleys or whatever, acting like love of this voltage is normal, domestic even, that we know how to handle it, but I don't.